Back to cricket we go. The local derby tomorrow afternoon. Well, it's being played in Tasmania in WBBL. The Sydney Sixers versus the Sydney Thunders. Sydney Thunder, rather. 3:40 p.m. in Launceston. Now, Claire Moore for the Sydney Sixers at just 17 is currently juggling professional cricket and the higher school certificate. And she's on the line. Claire, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for your time. We're great this end. How's it going in Launceston? So you've just arrived pretty much and based down there in Tasmania for the first few weeks of this competition. What's it like being on the road?
Oh, it's definitely different. For me, I haven't really been away from home for this long before, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm in love hanging out with the group and learning off everyone.
What is the best part then of being on the road? Because, you know, this is the life of a modern day athlete, and this is the life that you're going to end up having by the looks of things. So what do you enjoy the most of it?
I think I enjoy just like having that time with all my teammates and just being able to do what I love, play cricket and just be away and find new places and just meet new people.
We always like to know how you spend your downtime. So are you a Netflix person, or do you read your books? I've got to talk to you about your study in a sec, so we'll take away schoolwork from that.
In my downtime, I'm probably more Netflix. Just sit back and watch. I like to just rewatch Big Bang Theory a lot. that just helps me relax because it's just so funny and I can never get over it.
and not only that, you've got your HSC studies as well. So how are you juggling both?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I'm pretty lucky. I've only got the one exam, PDH. So I've been able to just to fit in a few study sessions now and then just to make sure I'm keeping on top of it. But to be honest, it's been pretty easy with the study. I've got plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, you know, let's be honest here. If you gave a percentage to me at the moment, cricket v studies, where are you at? You're 50-50, you reckon?
I don't think it's 50-50, but it's probably about maybe a 25-75.
and going which way?
Probably cricket at the moment. I still got about a month till my actual exam, so I've still got plenty of time to chuck that percentage up.
Yeah, sounds as though you've got that sorted. All right, let's talk cricket. So you came into the Sixers squad because Hayley Silver-Holmes was injured, and you're great mates with Hayley. So how did you feel about that?
Yeah, obviously I was gutted for her because growing up playing with her and seeing her play, I've always wanted to see her, like, succeed, and seeing this injury obviously wasn't the best thing, but knowing that I've come in here, I'm just going to try my best and just give it all I've got and just take the opportunity as it comes.
And what's it been like playing alongside your heroes, you know, your Elise Perrys and Alyssa Healy's?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's just a bit surreal when it first started, but now it's just becoming the norm, and it's really cool just to learn and grow off them.
Where did your love of cricket come from, Claire?
Well, I started playing cricket when I was about 8 because of my brother played cricket, and they needed some people to fill in their team, and I was just there watching. So they're like, come on. And I was like, okay. Didn't really like it. And then I started getting wickets, started getting runs, and I was like, oh, I actually like this. And then just kept playing from there, played with my brother, and then just from that led into, like, the girls' teams and then in all, like, New South Wales pathway programs, and just loved it from there.
And have you always had a competitive edge? Because there's a difference to playing park cricket and then all of a sudden you're into a WBBL, for instance, and you're around the likes of, like we say, Elise and Alyssa as well. So you've had to have some sort of competitiveness within you.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been pretty competitive and always want to win. Pretty happy that I've captained a few teams in, like, the under 15s New South Wales teams and stuff like that. So I've always wanted to be a leader and just compete to my best.
Yeah, good on you. So it's the Sydney Derby on Saturday tomorrow at 3:40 in Launceston. Just give me an insight before I let you go into what the talk is when you come up with to a Sydney Derby weekend, when you've got the Thunder. Is there this real sort of drive for Sixers players to take the Thunder down?
Yeah, I think there is. There's always that little bit extra if you win. And it just makes it feel so much better knowing that you're that Sydney team that just won.
Good on you, Claire. Best of luck tomorrow. Best of luck in the HSC as
well. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.